Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thanks for being here tonight. And as always, I'm happy that you decided to join me. This evening, I'm going to be talking about numerology. Also, I'm going to be doing numerology readings. So pretty much, you know, if you've got questions about numerology or are interested in getting a reading, that's what this show is about this evening. I also want to make sure that you mark your calendars, because next week my guest is going to be none other than Lisa Williams, and I'm very excited. I think this is her third time on the show, and we're going to be finding out what's going on in Lisa's world and what's upcoming for her, so I'm really excited. And also on July 28th, we have Michelle Whitedove coming on the show, and she's going to discuss her new special on HBO. So we got a couple of really good shows coming up in the future. And tonight, hey, we're going to do what I love most, and that's talking about numerology. And I got to tell you, I have been crazy busy lately. Last weekend, I was in the lodge at Woodlock in beautiful Poconos, PA. It's a spa setting, and they had spa food. And I got to say, it was all good. I mean, I lost 4 pounds while I was there, and I did some really fun numerology seminars. So it was kind of an interesting weekend. Met some really wonderful people, and I was also invited to come back in December and also again in February. So I'm looking forward to that. But boy, I'm telling you, you know, this week I was like totally like, you know, let me have a nap. I was just really exhausted, and my schedule was a little crazy. So, you know, here I am. Maybe not full vitality, but here I am tonight. So doing my best. Now, some of you might be tuning in for the first time, because I know we got a lot of first-time listeners, and perhaps you're not familiar with numerology or even with who I am. So I do invite you to visit my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com, and that's spelled visiblebynumbers.com. And you can learn all about me. I'm not going to go on and on about what I do and who I am. You can read about it there. And also it'll give you some indications about what numerology is. And plus it's an all brand new website. I'm just really excited about the website. So even those of you that have been listening to this show for quite some time, I mean, make sure you hop on over there and check it out, because, you know, we put in articles for y'all to read. You can connect to different shows that I was a guest on and hear me talking about numerology on other shows. It's got an expanded reading page. Of course, the monthly forecasts are there every single month. And my web mistress, Cheryl Lane, and I, we put our proverbial heads together, and I think we really hit it out of the ballpark. It's a beautiful website. So, again, you know, hop on over there to visiblebynumbers.com and check it out. And while you're there, sign up for the free newsletter, because every single month, you know, I send out the newsletter. It has your monthly forecast in it, also a lot of great information. And the best way to get it delivered to your email address is to sign up for it. So you'll find those boxes on visiblebynumbers.com. Also, letting you all know, to some of the new people may not be aware of gethisnumber.com. That's also one of my websites, and that one's really a fun website. It deals with numerology, relationship, and compatibility. It was designed for the ladies in mind, so that you can find out about somebody without ever even meeting them. All you need to know is their date of birth. There's a calculator right there on that page. You enter in the date of birth. It gives you the life path number. You can click on that life path number and read all about him. So that's why it's called Get His Number, because you literally can get his number on that website. So, you know, take a chance, run on over there to gethisnumber.com. I think you're going to find that it's a really fun website. Also, you know, I do teach, actually, on a regular basis, numerology workshops. I do a great many of them down in the Philadelphia area. Recently taught a couple up in Woodlawn. But I also, once a year, I teach teleconference classes. So anyone in the United States of America can join on the teleconference class. I am going to be doing an introduction to numerology on next Sunday at 7 o'clock. And this is a free seminar to get you interested, to give you information about numerology, perhaps inspire you to want to go on and take the advanced classes. And so if you're interested in more information about that, you definitely want to go to my website and sign up for the newsletter, because I'll be sending out a letter about that this week. Also, I have many requests for the advanced classes, which actually is a series of, I think it's 7 or 8 classes, where I take you from the beginning to the end and teach you all about numerology. Also teach you the things that the books don't tell you. I give you my personal insights into numerology. It's usually a very small, select group. I don't teach 100 people at a time. I only teach 10 people at a time. So that is going to be, I'm formulating that class now. I'm taking names. And so if you're interested in studying numerology in depth, potentially, maybe someday, to be a numerologist, this might be something you're interested in. So again, go to Visible by Numbers, find the newsletter box, sign up for it, and that information will also be going out this week. Okay. All right, so I am on Facebook. You can connect to me there. And actually, what I'm going to be doing this evening, besides doing readings for the callers, but also I put a message on Facebook to the people that, you know, are my friends on Facebook, that if anybody wanted a reading, that they could put their information and message it to me, and I would be doing a reading for them live on the air this evening. And actually, I got quite a list here. And I'm going to be working through that list and doing some readings for the people from Facebook. So, you know, if you go to my website, or again, the front page of BBS Radio, to Visible by Numbers, you might want to friend me, because you could get a free reading as well. And also, you know, on the Facebook pages, a lot of times I put a lot of information about numerology. And so if you're interested, you know, it might be something you might want to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start tonight with one of the people that gave me their information. Literally, because they were able to message me on Facebook, I got their name on their birth certificate and their date of birth. And if anyone knows anything about numerology, that are the two key elements to the information in your numerology chart. And, you know, some of you may not be familiar with what a reading might be able to tell you. And I think listening to me do a reading will give you a pretty clear indication of that. But, you know, just letting you know, it's a divination tool, numerology is. And it's talking about numbers, but we think about numbers as adding and subtracting them. But the truth of the matter is numbers have a spiritual connotations or spiritual meanings. Numbers actually represent energy. And so when we look at our name and our date of birth, it actually is talking about the energy that makes us who we are. It also is telling us about what we're here for, what our destiny is, what our soul sought in this lifetime. A numerology reading, really, in all essence, it's like looking at the autobiography of your soul and its intentions in this particular lifetime. So it validates who you are as a person, but it also can validate events in your life. It also, you know, explains the central lessons that your soul came to learn. It tells you about your talents and strengths and how to cultivate them. It identifies your challenges and also your weaknesses and gives you an explanation of how to overcome them. It explains what your opportunities are. It gives you a great deal of guidance and encouragement. Certainly, numerology predicts your future. So there's a lot to be gained from understanding your own personal numerology chart. And there's a lot to be gained just from the study of numerology itself. Because I think one of the most valuable things that numerology has taught me is first and foremost self-love, because it helped me to understand who I am as a person. And once you understand that, you learn to love yourself and accept yourself for exactly who you are. And then I think another thing that numerology did was it helped me to accept everybody else on the planet, because once you begin to understand that we're all different, that no one's exactly alike, that what is my truth is not necessarily your truth, that we're all not working on the same things in this lifetime, that really helps you to come to that place of unconditional love and acceptance of just about everybody on the planet. And we all know that that's really key. That's the key element to being an enlightened being. And so I really think that it helps to raise your own vibration, and it helps you to grow your soul and also your understanding of all spiritual philosophy once you understand numerology. So I can't even begin to tell you how passionate I am about it, how much I love it, and how I love to share it. I think you can pretty much tell that from me. And so what I'm going to be doing tonight is doing some readings for some people here and, you know, kind of sharing personally with a few people what their numerology chart has to offer them, okay? So I hope you're hanging with me. And I'm going to start here with Laura, okay? Laura sent me her information on Facebook. And Laura, interesting, very interesting chart. And I guess one of the first things I would say to you is you probably have felt on some level that you had special purpose, that there was a reason for you being here, and maybe it was a rather large reason. And I'm here to tell you that this is very much reflected in your chart. You have a Master 22 life path number. You also have a Master 11 expression number. Now, what that's telling me, and should be telling you as well, is that you came into this lifetime to do something for humanity, whether it's a gift of some sort. I am thinking that it is something real and tangible, something that you're going to build. But you have a gift to give humanity, something that helps others. You know, it could enlighten others. It could be a new way of thinking. It could be your truth or something where you're trying to inspire others. It certainly could be anything from a healing center to a business that helps others. But it definitely is clearly tied into humanity. When we look at the 22 in your life path position, it's saying this is who you are coming into this lifetime. The 22 is a master number in numerology, and it means master organizer, master planner, and master builder. So in many ways, you have the capacity to build something and to organize it, to work hard at it, and to build it. This is a number of a person that's a leader, that's a visionary. But more importantly, the words that I use with this number is bringing dreams into reality. And we're not talking little dreams. We're talking large scale, international, probably bigger than you can fathom. And one of the biggest problems with somebody that has a 22 is that oftentimes they're overwhelmed by the size and the scope of what their dream is, of what they're trying to do in this lifetime. It's almost like, that's too big for me. I'm one person. How can I possibly accomplish that? But what I'm trying to say here, Laura, is you kind of got some magic mojo in your chart. And if you just commit yourself to building this dream, whatever it might be, you have all kinds of spiritual help on the other side that will help you to do this because, in all honesty, you're meant to do this. This is, in many ways, very much tied to your destiny here on this planet. We know that you're very disciplined, very organized, very methodical, but your 11 expression number is also telling me that you've got an airy fairy part to you as well, meaning you have this practicality about you, but also you are connected to the spiritual realm. You have this open doorway through which information flows. And so you have receiving information, whether it's in thoughts, it could be in dreams, it could be in visions, seeing things, hearing things, feeling things, but you're definitely connected to the spiritual realm. I would assume that you experience a great deal of deja vu, and without question, I'm absolutely certain that you've had some paranormal experiences in your life because a lot of your numbers are very strongly spiritual. You're connected. It's almost as though When you came down to this planet, you left that doorway open so that you can always receive guidance. I would also probably guess that you get a lot of information in dreams, or I would guess that maybe you see things, okay? You do have some mediumship tendencies here that I see in your chart. Now, I also know that you're a very creative individual, maybe out of the box, avant-garde, certainly have some artistic talents, some ability with artistic expression, with writing. I know that you belong on stage or in front of people, almost as though you have the gift of being able to communicate, and you belong in front of people, inspiring them on stage. You do have a great potential in your lifetime, Laura, for a certain amount of fame and fortune. And when we're talking about fame here, what we're talking about is you've got a message for the world. There's something that you're here to share, and you can't share that from your living room. You have to be put on stage. You have to be put out in front of people. So I really feel as though you will have an opportunity in your lifetime to take your message, more or less, and be put out in front of large groups of people. I also strongly see that the fact that you're very empathic as well. I can see empath here. So you feel things very strongly. I feel that you have ambition, that you do want to succeed, and I really feel that that is one thing that's a very motivating factor with you. But I'm going to tell you, you must set goals and work to achieve those goals, and then when you achieve them, set some more goals. Don't ever become lazy or complacent. You've always got to challenge yourself, because if you do, you can leave a legacy of accomplishment behind. But if you kind of sit around and do nothing, then there's not going to be that many accomplishments. So I'm really kind of trying to push you to connect to your ambition. I do see a great deal of capacity to work hard, to be organized, to be efficient, but I also can see where you can be distracted rather easily. So I imagine that you've got to rein yourself in quite a bit or make yourself focus. Let's see, what else can I tell you, my dear? Okay. Right now in your life, you're in a seven pinnacle, and so you've been in this pinnacle since the age of 42. Now, this might be almost like a journey of the soul for you these years from 42 to 50. And there may be a tremendous amount of growth, maybe reaching out, learning things that are, you know, have to do with your soul, spiritual philosophy, or potentially maybe being guided by mentors or gurus. And a lot of this spiritual stuff is around you at this time. And you may feel, you know, almost like you've gone on this journey to find your guru or to become a guru, but it certainly is a time of your soul becoming more enlightened. I do not feel as though you should place emphasis on your career at this time. It's about learning. And I feel that you may feel somewhat disconnected from everyone else. You may feel as though you're taking a journey within. You may feel as though, you know, not quite fitting in, or maybe even a need to withdraw and spend more time alone. But certainly this is the seven energy, which is kind of like creating that for you, because this is a time for you to grow your mind and to grow your soul. And I'm feeling that maybe you're not working as much as you may have done earlier in life. Maybe there's more time for rest, or maybe more periods where you're laid off from work, or perhaps through a disability or even an illness from time to time, where you're given just a little bit of more extra time to actually develop your thoughts and your mind and also maybe study things. But this is a time of a soul journey, not about your career. I can tell you that after the age of 51, all bets are off. And let me tell you, girl, I see a tremendous amount of success around you at that time. And I can almost feel as though you become a leader, you step into that role, maybe you start your own business. I see powerful, influential people around you. I see money around you. And I really feel after 51, I think right now you're gathering the information that you need. You're gathering the knowledge that you need. But after 51, you kick that door open and you seize the moment. And I really feel that that's where your ambition kicks in. That's where you stand on your own 2 feet. That's where you find where your strengths are. And that's really where you have your greatest accomplishments, is after the age of 51. Now, I'm going to just leave you with, and this is not a full reading. I wish I could, but, you know, when I'm doing a reading for someone, you know, when they book a reading with me, it takes me an hour and a half to literally go through all aspects of the chart. So I'm trying to be as, you know, give you as much information as I can without taking that hour and a half. I'm just going to leave you with a few things here. I feel that you had a new opportunity, or should have a new opportunity, somewhere between the age of 48 and 49, where you began something new or made a decision that does influence your future. I also see a lot of change around you. There's a lot, like whether it's change in mentally looking for new things, or it possibly, potentially could be change in residence, jobs, or even in relationships. I want to let you know that you have a major new thing coming to you from ages 50 to 51. You have an A in your physical transit. You will make a decision or be offered something, or something will occur in your life. This is major. And whatever it is, it's going to change your future events as well. So this year and also at 50 are major years for you for bringing in something that really potentially can change, rock your world, I guess, is what I would want to use. Now, even though you're in a seven pinnacle, you're in an 8 year this year, so I feel as though this year places a lot of focus on your career, on money. This is the 1 year out of the nine that you're in the seven pinnacle that really it's going to bring in career and money. I feel as though you will receive some recognition this year for the work that you've been doing, possibly a promotion, and possibly some financial benefits. So I feel as though that can be really rather positive for you. So I do see a couple of good things around you for money right now. I'm a little concerned when I look at your essence, when I look at relationships. I don't know what's going on with your relationship, if you're working on them or if there's maybe some difficulties where you're considering splitting up. But there is a little something in your chart about relationships at this time. It could actually have to do with duty and responsibility to a loved one as well. But I see something having to do with that going on with you right now. June is going to bring you a sudden unexpected event, maybe an opportunity for expansion, so keep on the lookout in June. Okay, Laura, so there you go. And that's what I got for you, my dear. And, hey, feel free to message me on Facebook. Let me know what you thought. All right. All right, so we're going to move on. Let's see. Who are we going with? Okay, we're going to go with Janice. And Janice messaged me on Facebook. And, you know, Janice, I got to tell you, you're another one. I kind of look at your chart and I smile. I know that you're a three life path, so you have a gift with words and artistic expression. So I see a lot of artistic energy around you. And certainly would hope that whether it's writing, but it certainly could be stage and theater, it could be painting. It could be a lot of different things artistically, because the way your mind is kind of wired to see things in pictures. And this also comes in with your intuitiveness as well, Janice. So this is the number that's considered to be the life path of the medium, because they get prophetic dreams and also connect to spirits. So you're another one of those people that I know, when I look at these numbers, I know that you have to have had some paranormal experiences in your lifetime, whether it's people that have crossed over, connecting with you, have, you know, feeling them around you, dreams or something like that. But I really see you as being very clairvoyant. I'm talking seeing. But also very strongly represented in your chart is feeling as well, because you're also very empathic. So you feel other people's emotions, probably read their thoughts. You probably connect to the energy around you. So you very much are an empath as well. I feel as though when you look at your birthday number, it's a 29, that's an 11. So that's telling me that you also have a message in this lifetime. Perhaps through your experiences and whatever happens to you, it defines who you are as a person, and you have your personal truth. And you may want to share your truth with others, inspire them. And you certainly have the capability to inspire others, because when we look at that number three, it is considered to be the number of self-expression, inspirational, the great communicator. someone who uplifts others. And so, you know, whatever your message is, you know, maybe you're going to use it to inspire others. I do know that this 29 also plays into avant-garde artistry, very creative thinking. It does give you maybe a little bit of nervous energy. I would guess that, you know, you might be prone sometimes to nerves, anxiety, maybe a little bit of depression from time to time. But I'm here to tell you that's probably due to the fact that you're empathic more than anything. When I look at your 9 expression, which is, that's your expression number, again, this is a number that's very artistic as well, and it's also a number of the writer, you know, and but 9s generally are humanitarian. They're here to do selfless service to others. They're usually very loving, very wise people. They have a great deal of compassion. They care about the world. It is a number that's very strongly associated with spirituality, your connection to your God. Usually very multi-talented. People that have 9 energy are very talented in many areas of their life. But also, this is the philosopher as well. So it's writer, philosopher, artist energy. Now, it's also the number of the spiritual teacher. And what I want to tell you is that oftentimes when we hear that, we think in terms of somebody that stands out in front of a crowd, and certainly you could, and teaches a great number of people. But sometimes we also teach people one person at a time. And I feel that you've set an example for many people in your lifetime. Perhaps by knowing you, you've made them a better person. You are also working out something in this lifetime having a lot to do with past life relationships. So whether it is, you know, lovers or whatever, friendships or whatever, there's a lot of people coming into your life that are actually coming from past lives, and you've got something to finish up with them in this lifetime. Whenever the 9's around, you're also learning this lesson about unconditional love, forgiveness, and letting go. So oftentimes with the 9, these people that have it, they have people in their life that are very difficult to love. And that's where the unconditional love comes in. When we think about forgiveness, in order to learn forgiveness, we have to forgive, and in order to forgive, we have to be hurt. So you might want to look into your life and say, well, who's hurt me? And maybe look at them a little differently, like they're your teachers. And because they were there in your life, they gave you an opportunity to learn how to forgive them. And also there's the letting go that goes on. So sometimes we have to let go of what no longer serves our greatest and highest good, but we do it with love. We let go, we forgive, we let go, and we move on with our life. It's really important for you not to carry around emotional baggage having to do with your past. You have to let go. Let me see here. What else would I tell you, my dear? You are 52 years old. You have a new opportunity that comes in this year, a major decision or a major opportunity that changes the events of your life for the next several years. So if it hasn't arrived already, it certainly is going to before you turn 53. So you turn 53 in the end of this month. So I'm assuming you already know what that is. There's also a lot of change around you. I could see change in residence, change in relationship, but you've got a lot of change, work even. And then sometimes it can be personal change, personal growth, but I see that a lot of that around you, being more open to things. Let's see, you're in a one pinnacle. You've moved into this one pinnacle in the latter years of your life, Janice. And what I want to tell you there is that this pinnacle is really going to show you who you are. And maybe you've not had the opportunity to fully realize what your talents and abilities are, or maybe you've not had the opportunity to discover your strengths, but certainly this pinnacle is going to show you. Because it's all about you from here on out and what you can accomplish. And when you have a one pinnacle, especially in the last position of life, there can be a great deal of success that comes with that. But it is going to require that you stand on your own 2 feet, that you face your fears, that you find your courage, that you seize the moment, that you reach for your dreams. And there's not going to be a lot of help from other people. You've got to do it yourself. And a lot of the events in your life and a lot of your experiences keep showing you over and over again how strong and capable you are. So not to fear it, but rather to embrace it. So I see really some good things ahead of you, especially with this pinnacle. And I got to tell you that I also, you're another person that has 22 in a ladder position in life. It comes in after 61. So I really feel that there's something, you have a contribution for humanity. There's something that potentially you will contribute to help humanity. It could be books. It could be artwork. It could be a building. It could be a health center. Whatever the case may be, there's something that you can build after the age of 61. It is worldwide, and it does help others, and I feel that that's coming in for you later. And so you got to be prepared. You have to be aware, and don't be overwhelmed by your ambitions, especially now that you're in this energy and beyond. You've got some big stuff to do, and a lot of it is written in the latter years of your life, okay? This year for you, Janice, be patient. Be a little patient. Things are happening. The universe has got your message. And it's a matter of timing, and things will start to happen for you, especially as you move into next year. No confrontations this year. Try to be peaceful at all costs. Try to be diplomatic at all costs. That's the best way to proceed this year. And I see a lot of growth coming in for you next year, okay? And I don't know what's going on with your relationship, sweetie, but I also see maybe an issue with a relationship, family issue. But I see that that's kind of got your attention right now as well, all right? All right, so there you go, Janice. That's what I got for you. All right, let's see. All right, so now I have a, and I am, you know, I'm going on and on and on about other people's readings, but for those of you that are listening, you are certainly welcome to call into the station. I can't. Certainly, you can give me your date of birth, and I'd be happy to give you a reading based on your date of birth. The numbers are toll-free, 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. And just have your date of birth ready, and I can certainly do an on-the-spot little mini reading for you as well. All right, so we're going to move on to another person that requested a reading this evening on the show. And, you know, and I think that this is really very useful, especially for those of you that are interested in numerology, of hearing what I have to say based on what I'm seeing in front of me with their numbers. So it kind of teaches as well. So it's kind of a great way to teach. Now, Jennifer wrote me, gave me her name on her birth certificate and her date of birth. And what I see here is she's an 8 life path and an 8 expression. And in numerology, this is considered to be a fortunate placement whenever our life path number, which is derived from our date of birth, and our expression number, which is derived from our name at birth, match. The reason being is it's saying you have all the natural-born talents and abilities to achieve what it is you came to do, because the life path number holds all your talents and abilities, and the expression number is what you're here to do. So it's kind of like match game points. You've got what it takes to do what you come to do. But there is sometimes a difficulty in that, because whenever we double up on energy in a person's chart where we give them more than one of one number, it gives you additional energy along the lines of the 8, but it also, anything that can be negative about the 8, it also intensifies that. So for you, Jennifer, you really need to study the 8, the number 8, and its meanings inside and out. And you want to make sure that you remain balanced with this energy. You want to be aware of where you can go wrong with this energy, because for you, it might be kind of easy to tip the scales and become unbalanced. Now, what this is saying is, for you, is this is really a number that's associated with power, mastery, money, success, and materialism. You're really meant to be successful. And it is the number of rewards. And so for you, you know, you're going to, first and foremost, have ambition. You're going to want to succeed. But also, you're going to meet powerful and influential people. You will be given opportunities to succeed, having this kind of doubled up in your chart. But the really important thing here is you've got to set goals. You've got to keep yourself challenged. if you don't set goals, you can actually become complacent. One thing that they say about eights is idle hands are the devil's tools. So you must set goals for yourself to achieve. And when you do, you can leave a legacy of achievement behind you. So we have this eight going on. Now, this does place a lot of emphasis on money. One thing about eights is it's not unusual for people that have eight in a life path expression position to experience possibly bankruptcies or maybe some financial failures in their lifetime. So don't be surprised if that happens or has happened. But you, of all people, can come back from that and make another $1 million. Or you can certainly, it's never going to be the end of you, because the one thing about eights is they are survivors. They may get knocked down, but they get up again and they get on with the business of life. So there's never you don't ever have to worry about things. You can always rise to the top. I also feel that eights are inspirational to the rest of the world, because eights usually have to overcome quite a few obstacles in their life on their way to the top. And usually other people look at eights and say, my God, you managed to get through all that and there you are. Look how successful you are. And people find eights to be very inspirational. So you may end up inspiring a few people along the way. All right. Now, you might be a little bit of a workaholic or an overachiever, so be aware of that. And I do feel that ambition and confidence and those sort of things are very strong. But I also can see with you that you do have an impulsive side, maybe not always thinking things through, sometimes doing things at a spur of the moment. Now, I want to just take a pause here with your reading, Jennifer, and I just want to address, I heard a beep. So do we have a caller on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Janet.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm all right.
Listen, Janet, you're more than welcome to hang there with me. Listen for a while I kind of go on with Jennifer's reading. As soon as I'm done with her, I'll be happy to jump right over to you. Do you mind waiting?
Yes, I'll wait.
Okay, thank you, honey. You just hang there for a minute. Okay, so, Jennifer, getting back to you, I can see where there's a little bit of impulsiveness here with you. And also, I do see a gift with words with you. So publishing, writing, I see that. I see that with you, so I want to, kind of stress that, especially with the writing or communication. Even sales, networking, marketing, getting along with people, I think you've got a gift in that arena. I think one of your major challenges in life, Jennifer, is your own self-love, self-worth, your own confidence. Now, obviously, if you're meant to rise to the top to be a leader and you don't believe in yourself, your challenge can actually set you back, and it can prevent you from achieving your destiny. So I'm really going to encourage you, Jennifer, to work on that, because confidence, that's an inside job. You are the only one that can give that to you. So confidence, self-love, self-worth, those are things you need to work on. When you work on those, I really feel as though you can definitely achieve anything. I see 8 fives in your name, so I really feel as though you have a big physical presence. You may not realize it, but, maybe an auric field that extends out a good long ways. And this also is emphasizing your ability with communication and words. Let's see, you're 35 now, okay. I got to tell you, Jennifer, what I see ahead of you is a lot, I see a lot of spiritual coming in for you. Whether it is work that has to do with helping humanity, but I also see the spiritual, like growing your soul, maybe that aspect of you. I just really feel as though that up until the age of 37, you're in this energy that's really 5, so it's creating a lot of change around you, maybe a lot of ups and downs, having to adjust to many things, sudden unexpected events. But I feel after the age of 38, you go on this journey. It's a spiritual journey, but also it's reaching out to help mankind or to help others. Or teaching maybe even. And even after the age of 47, I see you working more in the spiritual arena than in conventional business. And you also have a 22 in the latter part of your life after the age of 56. So rather than go back over that again, re-listen if you would. I talked about it when I was talking to Janice and also when I was talking to Laura, because when you have the 22 around, There may be a dream that you bring forth in your latter years. It's very large scale. It's very international. And you cannot be overwhelmed by your ambition. You can do it. So you also need to study the energy of the 22 and realize that you've got some master energy that comes in for you after the age of 56. I feel you've got some really big things to do. Looking really quickly, I see change all around you. It's change of residence, change of your relationships, jobs, but gosh, you've got a lot of chaos around you right now. Also, I feel that at age 37, you've got an A transit coming in, so that's going to bring you a new opportunity, so look for that at age 37. This year for you has been a spiritual journey. I don't know if you've been working on that. Maybe feeling a little withdrawn this year, I wouldn't be surprised. A good year for education, a good year for going within meditation, prayer, growing your soul. I wouldn't be surprised maybe if you're, you know, not working as much this year, maybe laid off or maybe circumstances in your life that have slowed you down somewhat this year. Because this is a spiritual growth year for you. It's not anything to do with business. I do see a little bit of a rocky road for you, very possibly January, February, March next year. So there might be a little rocky road there. Might have to do with finances. So I would handle my money really carefully right now because you might have an expense or something coming up that month. All right, Jennifer, there you go. That's what I got for you, okay? And so thank you for sending your information via Facebook. Okay, so hello, caller. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for having the patience.
Hello.
Hi, dear. Your name again?
Janet.
Hi, Janet. Mm-hmm. What can I do for you, Janet?
I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. And, Janet, can you please give me your date of birth?
4/11.
Okay.
62.
Four. What year, dear?
5/2/52.
Thank you. 4/11/1952. Okay. Just give me a minute and we'll look and see. All right, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One thing with your life path is one that is that of someone that has probably had to adjust to a great deal of change in her lifetime. Because you're a five life path, and that has to do with adapting to ever-changing circumstances, so maybe having multiple relationships, careers, or moving, or whatever, but your life has always been, you've had to deal with change in your life. You actually, the five is considered to be the number of the traveler, the adventurer, somebody that's very mental, very curious, interested in knowledge and learning things. It is associated with the writer, communication, sales, networking, marketing. You are a five life path, so that's who you are coming in. That's some of your natural born talents and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Not always liking routine, not always liking boring and tedious things. Fives are very curious, and they're always looking for interesting new experiences. Your birthday number tells me maybe early on in life, I mean, you're an 11 birthday, but also I can see where maybe when you were younger. I don't know if it had to do with your family. But I feel as though shyness or maybe your family, you're trying to please them or balance out, always trying to do what they wanted and maybe not doing what you wanted. Do you understand that?
Yes, that's true.
Right, because I see that kind of early on in life. And I kind of see as though your family, you've had a lot of duty and responsibility heaped on your shoulders. Like, I don't know if they've kind of been, you know, families can be our greatest joy, but they also can be our biggest problem. Do you understand?
That's true, too.
And did you assume a great deal of responsibility, whether it's through children or your family, where a lot of things fell on your shoulders?
Yeah, as a child.
Yeah, because I see that very early on in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that you tried to please them. You know, you're trying to keep the peace. You're trying to please them. You were trying to keep peace and harmony around you. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
that's
I think,
true.
Okay, one of your major problems in life, and it's not a problem, it's a challenge, okay? And I'm going to be straight up with you. You're too serious. Okay, you got to learn to, I think you're too hardworking. I don't know if you overworked or you just didn't know how to relax, have fun. I don't know if you're just too serious and too focused on things. But I'm telling you, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, honey, I'm going to tell you, you got to bring out your little inner child, okay? You've got to learn to relax. You've got to learn to have fun. You've got to learn that just by relaxing and having fun, that is work too, because it helps to keep you healthy and happy.
Yes.
And if you don't do that, you're going to be way. I mean, literally, it can affect your physical body, too much stress.
Yes.
And have you had problems with your health? Because I also see that as well. I see that as well.
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to do is, do you do anything artistic at all?
Do what?
Do you do anything artistic or playful at all? No, because you've been working too hard. You probably never figured it out. Do you or don't you?
No, not really.
No. Do you write at all?
Sometimes write down little things that I think it, or...
Well, I would really strongly suggest, my dear, that you journal things. Do you get dreams, that vivid dreams and things like that?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, because I see psychics.
Yeah, I always write those down.
Good. I want you to journal your dreams, but I also want you to maybe just journal your life and write. I want you to try to be more creative and express yourself. I also want you to try to take the emphasis off of work and place the emphasis on being more lighthearted, not so serious, and having more fun. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Don't judge them. Don't get all get caught up in the rules and regulations and what's right and what's wrong. But just seek your own counsel. Do what's right for you. Don't worry about anybody else. You're not here to save the world. You're here to be happy. And what I want to see you doing in your latter years is be more playful, much more happier than you are. Even your voice and your energy, as I connect to it, you're way too serious. I want to take you out to play.
Okay.
So if you have you ever thought of painting or anything that's creative, I would like for you to just go out. Because really what you have around you at this time is some energy for either writing, words, you know, or artistic. So I want to see you go down that route. I want you to go out more with your friends. I want you to work less. I want you to visualize a happier, more joyful life. Think about what makes you happy, how you would like to create your life and make it better. Visualize yourself being healthy. And I want you to put a smile on your face, sweetie, and I want you to just try to be more, you know, go study a 2 or 3-year-olds and see how silly they are, and I want you to just connect to their energy and realize that's the way I want you to be. Now, this year for you, this year, you're letting go of something, kind of like endings and completions in your life. So I don't know what you're letting go of. A relationship? Are you breaking up with someone this month?
Well, it's been broke up.
Okay. Well, in a 9-year, you have to let go of things in order to open up the doors for new things. Mm-hmm. You're in a 9-year, and in a 9-year that says you have to let go of the things that no longer serve your greatest and highest good. And sometimes we don't want to let go because we don't like change. And sometimes God, in his infinite wisdom, he makes us let go. He makes the situation worse so that we take our hands off of it and let it go. Anything that's trying to leave your life this year, Janet, you got to let it go. You are opening up this space in your life for something new to come in next year. You understand? It's kind of like if I wanted to order a room full of furniture, I have to get rid of all my furniture so they can bring that new furniture in. That's what you're doing this year. You're cleaning out your life. So next year, all new things. So I really see as though you're going to get a new opportunity next year, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? So let go this year. And it might be an emotional year, might be some drama this year, but trust me, next year you're going to feel much better, even physically, emotionally. You're going to feel more positive next year. You may begin to feel this in October of this year. It'll start coming in kind of strong in October. So look forward to the new stuff, okay?
Okay. What about money? Can you say
I see money coming for you in your latter years, after the age. I'm not saying that you can't have money now, but I really see it coming in for you after the age of 59. And I feel as though in your latter years you're going to be happier and have a lot more money than you did prior.
I hope so.
Well, no. Say, ooh, I've got money coming. Great. And believe me, okay?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, Janet? All right,
yes,
sweetie.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, thanks a lot.
And all that made sense, right?
It made sense. It was right on target.
Okay, wonderful,
really?
Sweetie. Good luck. All right. Bye. All right. Wonderful. Okay. I did receive a question from... I believe it's probably one of my students because it's a very good question. It also shows a very in-depth understanding of numerology. So there might be some advanced people out there listening to the show, and she's talking about a person that moves into a seven essence in September. And what an essence is that's an energy that comes into our life on a year-to-year basis. It comes in birthday to birthday. She's also telling me that this person is going to be in a 7 year in 2011, the beginning in January. They are also in a seven pinnacle and a seven cycle. And she wants to know what would be the influence of all those sevens on that person. Well, you know, in all honesty, you know, that it will be very strongly felt because it's really coming in every direction. And so I really feel it'll be a catalyst for enlightenment, an awakening, a soul transformation for this person. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if their life slows down a great deal, whether they're laid off from work, because really when the seven's around, it wants to give you rest and time to think. And we don't think when we're running to our jobs and working 9 to 5, but when we're laid off, or maybe there's circumstances in our life with our health that maybe we, you know, sprain an ankle or have to have knee surgery or something. It takes us out of the workplace for a while. Usually that happens in a 7 year, and that really is meant to allow you to have the time to think things through and to work through things, to look at things on a deeper level, to go on a soul journey. And I really feel that this is going to be very strongly felt for this person, especially next year. And Cassie, you're well aware that whenever the essence is in the personal year match, that usually brings in a soul lesson. So I also feel as though there's a soul lesson coming for them next year as well. So I would expect next year to be quite significant, especially, let's see, she didn't say when he was born. Prior to his birthday, I would say a very significant soul event. For this particular person. And the seven energy is not that easy to balance because unless you've got seven energy in your core, meaning you were born with it, so sometimes people get seven energy that comes in, but they are not necessarily equipped for it, which can make it even more difficult to handle. But for the most part, if you've got seven energy as part of who you are, you know, sevens love mystical things. They love spiritual philosophy. They love to do research and analysis. They love to seek the truth in all things. They're very, very wise people. They tend to be specialists. And one thing about this person is they really have a real opportunity, especially in their later years, to study something to the point of becoming an expert at it. And I would also recommend that this person do that for a living, like become it. Like, say, for instance, myself, I'm a seven life path. I studied numerology to the point of being an expert. It is what I do for a living. It's all in alignment with my energy. And so with this person having all this seven energy in their chart, I can actually see them becoming an expert in some field that has to do with spiritual or spiritual philosophy. It could be numerology, astrology, tarot, any type of divination tool. Certainly could be psychic as well. So definitely, I see that direction coming in extremely strong for that person, Cassie, so that's a great question. And finally, I'd like to address little Allie, who's listening to the show. Child, She wants an update. 7 years, so you know this is a year of some serious soul searching and a lot of spiritual growth. And so, you know, I just really feel that, you know, you embrace that, do the meditations, learn as much as you can, add to your tools, add to the tools that you already have at your disposal to do the work that you do. Enrich those tools, grow your soul. That's what this year is all about. I really feel that recognition is coming for you next year. Recognition, achievement, accomplishment, promotion, all good stuff coming for you. And in the long run, Miss Allie, there is something very significant, especially in your latter years, that you have. You're at 22 as well in your latter years, so you've got a dream to bring forward. You've got something to offer to humanity. It's worldwide, it's international, and it's coming in after the age of 56. So you've got big stuff ahead. So this year, take it easy, rest. You can get back to work and craziness next year. All right, hey, look at that. One whole hour gone. And I was talking for a full hour. Whoa. All right, so anyhow, I hope you enjoyed the show, people. I hope that I maybe gave you some insight about numerology just from listening to me do those readings, okay? Next week, like I say, Lisa Williams, that should be a really exciting show. Very much looking forward to talking to her. She's so incredibly, her energy is just so beautiful, so it's always a pleasure to hang out with her. I encourage you once again, go to visiblebynumbers.com. Please check out my new website. I hate to go to all that work and have it go underappreciated. There's some really great articles there. Your monthly numerology forecasts are there. There's radio shows that you can listen to where I've talked about numerology, learned some things about numerology by tuning into them. Please visit visiblebynumbers.com. I think you're really going to enjoy the new website. Thank you. All of you people that called in, everybody on Facebook that sent me the messages, I hope that you found your readings insightful. Please feel free to email me and let me know what you thought. I'm all ears. Everyone that was listening, thanks for tuning in. I love you. And I'm wishing you all a really blessed week, and I'll be back next week. So have a great night, everyone. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.